here's a story from The World.
For the first time in nearly 70 years, this week the U.S. put a woman to death for her crimes. Another inmate, a man, was executed in Indiana last night. That makes 12 prisoners killed since the Trump administration resumed federal capital punishment last year. Meanwhile, much of the rest of the globe is going in the opposite direction. Amnesty International says in 2019, the number of executions worldwide hit a 10-year low. And now, as the world's Roopa Shenoy reports, one of the last remaining former Soviet republics with the death penalty has abolished it.
The number of countries to ban the death penalty has rapidly grown in recent years. More than two-thirds have now abolished capital punishment in law or practice. The newest member to join these ranks is a Central Asian country the size of Western Europe, the Republic of Kazakhstan. Some say by abolishing the death penalty, Kazakhstan is returning to its cultural roots. Long ago, the country didn't have prisons. There was a system of collective responsibility where tribes and families would compensate victims. But during much of the 70 years of Soviet rule, the jails in Kazakhstan were full. Anwar Nurakhmet is a legal advocate in Almaty, the country's largest city.
30 years ago, when Kazakhstan got independence, we had one of the highest rates of population in prison. There was about 100,000 people in prison. There was some political prisoners, but most of them were for minor crimes.
Nurakhmet says the severity of Soviet criminal justice made people in a newly independent Kazakhstan eager for reform. The country put measures in place to reduce the number of people incarcerated. And in 2003, the Kazakhstan government established a moratorium on capital punishment. Nurakhmet says many people supported that move because of well-known corruption in the courts.
When we have such flaws in the judicial system, there could be mistakes.
Others say the Kazakhstan government has been trying to satisfy the international community to attract Western investment and tourism.
The push towards reducing the use of death penalty came from outside, basically from the West.
Alexei Troshev, associate professor of political science at the University of Kazakhstan, says the international community has always made it clear that if Kazakhstan wanted to join the global club of enlightened nations, the death penalty had to go.
But this is only mentioned when Kazakhstan communicates with international actors. Domestically, this issue is never mentioned because the elite and the law enforcement officers, most of them favor death penalty.
He says that's because of some high-profile crimes that have angered the public. Those include the 2018 case of beloved Kazakhstani figure skater and Olympic bronze medalist Denis Ten. He caught thieves stealing the mirrors off his car in Almaty.
He confronted them. He started chasing the thieves and they stopped and they used the knife. So they stabbed him into the leg and then he bled and bled and died.
Troshev says it shocked the public. When the two men convicted in Ten's death were sentenced to 18 years in prison, many people felt they got off easy. There's now just one man on death row as Kazakhstan formally abolishes capital punishment. He's convicted of killing 10 people, including 8 police officers. His sentence will be commuted to life in prison. Kazakhstanis who still support the death penalty point out that the United States is accepted on the world stage, despite its use of capital punishment. Sergei Siapin is an associate professor at the Kimmich University of Law in Almaty.
There is the death penalty in the United States. If they have it, why should we abolish it?
Besides that, Siapin says, the international community's focus on ending the death penalty sometimes seems to eclipse other human rights issues.
Let me put it this way. Indeed, Kazakhstan has quite some problematic human rights record.
Human Rights Watch says dissidents are unfairly jailed and there are limits on freedom of speech and religion. This week, Kazakhstan's main opposition party led protests against a new law they say inhibits the right to freely assemble. Some demonstrators were detained just before parliamentary elections on Monday. The ruling party went on to win in a landslide. International observers said the circumstances infringed on voters' rights and denied them a genuine choice. For The World, I'm Roopa Shenoy.